Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Kuf Lamed Chulin 130a, pagination 259. We have the privilege of starting the new perek at the top of the page, Hazeroa V'Halacha Yayim, which is referring to the Matnas Kuhuna, the gifts to the Kohen, which are given from an animal that is Chulin, non-Beis HaMikdash oriented. These halachas are discussed in Yoredeya Samach Aleph, Yoredeya 61. And often in our time, we simply sidestep these halachas by having a partnership with a non-Jew in the entire animal as described in Sif Chaf Vav. However, it is a mitzvah in the Torah, and it's important to know what the mitzvah is. So this mitzvah involves the zeroa, the arm of the animal, the lichayayim, the cheek of the animal, including its tongue, the hakeva, and the fourth stomach, which also would go to the kohen of certain animals, shelshar vaseh. Now, this is not the same as the kind of matanos that are given from a kodshim animal, Beis HaMikdash oriented, is chaza v'shok, the breast and the thigh, the back leg. It's a different matana. And therefore, our Mishnah will spend the moment doing the contrast and clarifying that indeed, these are the matanos for this type of animal, and those are the matanos for that type of animal, and there's no crossover, says the Mishnah. Hazeroa v'alachayayim v'hakeva, the arm, meaning the front leg, the cheek, and the fourth stomach, noagim ba'oretz uvechutza la'oretz, it applies inside and outside of Eretz Yisrael, b'fnei abayis v'shelo b'fnei abayis, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash and even when the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, b'chulin, in non-sacred animals that are being shecht for their meat, avalo b'mikdashim, but does not apply by an animal shecht in the Beis HaMikdash. Shehaya b'din, because there is a logic, which one might think, Uma'im ha'chulin, when it comes to non-sacred, she'enim chayavim b'chaza v'shok, they're not obligated in those matanos designated for kachim, the breast and the back leg. Chayavim b'matanos, and they're still obligated in these gifts, hazeroam v'alachayayim v'hakeva. So I would make a kal v'chomer, I would say, kachim she'chayavim b'chaza v'shok. When I see that the kachim are even obligated in something more, enodin she'chayavim b'matanos, I would think they're also chayav in these matanos of the non-sacred animals, and you'd have to give both when it's a karban. Talmud Lomar, Vo'etein osam le'aharon, Hashem says, I give that to Aaron, Hakohen ulevanav l'chak olam, ein lo elamasha amar be'inyan, only what I gave them, only what's listed, osam to Aaron and his children, and not more. So that Mia tells you, don't start inferring and deducting and assuming that what's given by Chulin should also be given by Kachim. The flip side of this logic can be found in the Gemara 5 lines up. V'yiyu Chulin chayavin b'chaz v'shok mikal v'chomer. Maybe Chulin should be obligated in the same gifts that Kachim are obligated in because of a kal v'chomer. We've just established that kodshim do not have to give zeroa l'chayayim v'keva, as the non-sacred animals do, chayavim b'chaza v'shok, but they have their own gift of chaza v'shok. So chulin, non-sacred, shechayavim b'matanos, that are obligated in zeroa l'chayayim v'keva, eino din shechayavim b'chaza v'shok, they should surely be obligated in these gifts. Amar Kara, regarding that, the Pasuk says, V'zei yemishpat ha-kohanim. This is the law of the Kohanim. Ze'in midi acharin alo, only what's listed, zro l'chayayim v'keva, but don't start adding on to it. And that's learned from the word v'zeh. So we have the word Vo'etein osam, the word osam, telling you by kodshim only that. And you have the word vizeh, the way the Gemara understands it right now, to tell you that chazav v'shok shall not be done by chulin. Says the Gemara, that's really not necessary. Elataima de kosav rachmana zeh. You think it's only because the Torah wrote the word zeh that we don't have chazav v'shok by chulin. Halav hochi avamina chulin chayovim b'chazav v'shok. You would really have thought that chulin is obligated in chazav v'shok. The rule of Chazav Ashok is that it needs the waving process in the Beis HaMikdash. Where would you do the Tenufa process if it was obligated in the case of Chulin? If you want to do it outside the Beis HaMikdash, Lefnei Hashem Ksiv. Chazav Ashok, Tenufa, it has to be done in front of Hashem. And if you're thinking of bringing it into the Beis HaMikdash, how could you bring chulin non-sacred into the Azora to do a tenufa? Hilkach lo efshar. It's impossible, and therefore I would have on my own figured it out not to make this kal v'chomer, because the results of the kal v'chomer don't make any sense. You wouldn't be able to give chazav ashok. Can't be in the Beis HaMikdash, and it can't be out of the Beis HaMikdash. Elazel Lamali. So the Gemara, once it's on the topic, wonders what is the word zeh coming to teach us. Lichid Rav Chista, for a different limud of Rav Chista, Dama Rav Chista, Hamazik Matnos Kuhuna O Sha'achlan Potom Milishalim. If a person damages the gift to the Kuhuna or eats it, he does not have to replace it. He did wrong. Not supposed to do that, but he's not going to have to replace it. Vizeh, only if it's intact. Then it's applicable. But if it's not intact, vizeh, it's not going to be relevant. So from the Mishnah and the Gemara Amud Aleph, we established that Chazav v'shok is by Kodshim and not by Chulin. Don't make any Kal v'chomers. And Zro L'chayayim V'keva is by Chulin and not by Kodshim. And don't make any Kal v'chomers. Now we're on the word Zeh regarding Matnas Kuhuna. So we're told only if it's intact. The Gemara towards the bottom of the page introduces a case where a homeowner, reasonably wealthy person, is traveling from place to place, and he has to take leket shikha peya umayser ani. He needs the gifts that are normally tithed for the poor, and right now he doesn't have assets available to him. He's hungry, so he's allowed to take. And there's a statement here, ulechayachzor yishalim. When he gets back home, he should pay. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Rav Chista. Rav Chista said, Midas Chasidus Shanu Kan, there's an application of saintliness over here, that it's not really obligatory. So in order to sort this out, the Gemara continues and says, a quote from the Sefer, V'chachamim Omrim, Ani haya ba'osa sha'a. The explanation is that he was poor at that time, and that's why he took the matanos, the gifts that were meant for the poor. Taima da'ani, we infer it's only because he was poor at that time. Ha'ashir mishalim. Had he been wealthy, he did have assets, and he ate the matanos designated for the Kohen, Mishalim, he would end up paying. Amai, why should he have to pay? Liavi kamazik matnas kuhuna osha achlan. It should be the same rule, like Rav Chista said, by the gifts to the Kohen, which even though you're not allowed to infringe. But if you did, it's in the rule of vazeh only while it's intact. Otherwise, it's done, it's done, it's gone. Amar Rav Chista, Rav Chista explained, this is what Rav Chista was talking about, midas chasidus shanukan, that it's only a midas chasidus, because ultimately, it's already been eaten. So, if he has the status of an usher, of a wealthy person, he's not allowed to do it, and if he did it, well, he should repay it. Midas chasidus shanukan. It's proper for him to repay it. If he truly has the status of an ani, so then that status is going to be respected. In the words of the Shulchan Aruch regarding Matnas Kuhuna, Simen Samach Aleph, if he did not give these gifts to the Kohen, Ela Ochlan O Hifsidon, he ate them or destroyed them, Potter Midine Adam, there's no financial obligation enforceable in Bezdin on an earthly level. That's it. That's the Pasuk Vizet, only while it's intact. Ela Kedelotzes Yidei Shamayim, but to fulfill your responsibility to heaven, your ethical responsibility, tzarech lefroa demehem, the payment should be made. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.